This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Ride this out until they turn it down. There we go. All right. That was probably the longest intro we've had in 17 years of ministry. Congratulations. Folks, we got much to cover today. First of all, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, when we have live radio, I love live radio. And when I'm talking about live radio, as to what's going on today, and it's interesting how this keeps coming back to the same answer to America's dilemma. And interestingly enough, during the break, we were listening to the news, the conservative side of the news, pushing it down the throats of the American people once again. And friends, you need to understand there's no difference between the left and the right in this country. And until you figure that out, nothing's going to change in this country. But what do, friends? We tolerate the media to put the mic up to the likes of Paul Ryan talking about stopping illegals coming into the America that we know. And it's also interesting to note that if people would pay attention to who Paul Ryan is and what he's about and what he's done in the past, you would probably be more satisfied knowing that he was behind bars for his crimes against we the people, rather than having the media that's bought and paid for set the narrative by those that are committing crimes against we the people, such as Paul Ryan. Well, what are you talking about, Bradley? Well, he's talking about how the president's immigration plan and the immigration ban and the vetting process and how it's so important for the president to push this through to secure America so there's no more terrorist attacks. And again, friends, I need to reiterate the point that terror, defined in Oxford's dictionary, the original version, was government by intimidation. And again, friends, when you continuously put up with the same people doing the same things, you're going to get the same results. Folks, is anybody taking the time to go back to December 15th of 2015, where it was Paul Ryan who betrayed America on his very first legislative act? Do you remember that? Now he's telling you in the present, it's important that we protect the American people. But do you remember back in 2015 of December 15th, it was Paul Ryan that laid a $1.1 trillion, 2,000 page plus omnibus bill and concerning the funds of the fundamental transformation of America. In other words, he gave everything to Barack Hussein Obama that he wanted concerning the illegals that come into America. So you want to talk about news in the present today? Let me give it to you. Again, Paul Ryan, the one that's talking about keeping America safe from all these illegals coming into this country, let's line that up, his talk, with his walk. If you remember right, friends, his first major legislative achievement was a total and complete sellout of you, the American people, masquerading as an appropriations bill. Number one, Ryan's omnibus bill fully funded DACA. Number two, Ryan's omnibus bill funded sanctuary cities. They're in this together, America. Okay? This is what they are doing, not what they are saying. I know a lot of people out there love to spend time on what they say, but rather than what they do. And Jesus told us just the exact opposite. We're to judge them by what they do and not by what they say. Again, listen to me. The second part of this omnibus bill funded sanctuary cities that allure illegals into the United States of America. But today, friends, what he's saying is the opposite of what he's done. And this is all across the board. So we're going to get over to Jeff Sessions in just a couple moments as well. But the third thing Ryan's did concerning his omnibus bill, he funds all refugee programs. I thought he was just saying a couple minutes ago, friends, on the radio to those that are asleep now that Donald Trump is in office, that well, we need to do everything that we can do to make sure and ensure the safety of the American people by stopping any further attacks on America concerning what? The Muslim jihadists. And who are they letting in? Listen to what I just said. The omnibus bill, Ryan's omnibus bill, funds all refugee programs. And it's interesting, America, as I've said so many times, if they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. Guess what? They have you asking the wrong questions. Ryan's omnibus bill funds all refugee programs, and he wants to make sure that you're safe? Well, I'll tell you what, if a conservative talking head, because he's a little popular out there, says the opposite, well, then listen to what he is saying, friends. Listen to what the politician's saying. And I'll tell you what, when you see talking heads agreeing with what you would call the conservatives today, yesterday's liberals, folks, I want to tell you, that's why you're in trouble. That's why you're in trouble. Number four is Ryan's omnibus bill funds all of the Middle East immigration programs that have been exploited by terrorists in recent years. Now, why would he do that if he wants you so safe, America? Number five is Ryan's omnibus bill funds illegal alien resettlement. Did you hear what I said? It's funding illegal activity in this country. Where did they derive that power, America, from we the people that delegated the authority for them to implement it in the first place? They derived it from thin air, out of the stupidity and off the stupidity of the American people that tolerate the likes of a Paul Ryan. Number six is his omnibus bill funds the release of criminal aliens. I thought he was all concerned about the security of the American people. Well, guess what, friends? His illegal omnibus bill funded and is funding the release of criminal aliens onto the streets of America. As a matter of fact, if you remember right, it was Barack Hussein Obama that released over 68,000 illegal criminals, felons, mind you, back onto the streets of America to endanger you and yours, America. But just keep in mind, what he says and what he does are two different stories. But America, you just keep going by what he says rather than what he's doing, and then you stand back and have the audacity to ask the question, what's wrong with America?
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Ted Brough with healthmasters.com. I'm also the sub-host on the Power Hour. Bradley's a man of integrity. He's got an incredible ministry. He goes all over the country speaking to high schools on constitutional issues. He's been featured in over 350 different high schools in 24 states. He believes that we should all follow the Constitution. I agree with him. He's also a very, very strong Christian.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
You guys can go ahead and turn that down anytime you'd like over there. Thank you. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over onto Facebook, which is Bradley Dean, double E Bradley Dean on my Facebook, and or my Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1 double E, Bradley Dean 1 double E on my Twitter account. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Friends, when you look at the Word of God and you look at what's going on in this country, I mean, folks, if you want to know the counterfeits, then study the real one. Because what I see in the Word and what I see concerning these conservatives who a great portion of them, friends, if not all of them, profess their Christianity. Wasn't it Jesus that said, many will come in my name? Isn't it interesting that the Lord said in the last days, the first thing that he said to his disciples was, be not deceived. He said, many will come in my name. He said, be not deceived. Many will come in my name. But he gives us the answer to that when we look in Matthew 7, verse 16, where he says you judge them by their fruits. And you can also go to 2 Corinthians 11, I believe it's verse 14 when you get a moment as well. Now, I'm telling you that for the very purpose that just this last week I was told by our friend out in Florida, who is our affiliates guy, he had shared with me about how when he was talking to a certain individual, he felt that it was a lot of negative information There's people out there that think this is negative information. I want to tell you, it's not a negative, it's a positive. It may be a negative to bring about a positive, but keep in mind, if you keep in Scripture in your forefront, within your eyes, friends, you'll understand that the law is spiritual and we are carnal, sold under sin. And what I'm doing is bringing the law into place to show you the negative. And the negative is the criminals that you tolerate. The law itself is holy. The commandment is holy, just, and good. So you need to understand that by the use of the law, I'm exposing the crime, because sin is the transgression of God's moral law. 1 John 3:4. And I also want to say this too. If you're sick and tired, America, and I say this in sincerity, if you're sick and tired of what's taking place in your country concerning crime in the pulpits and crime in government, then you're the only one that can bring about the resolve to the issues to make it good news. You need to be the law. Wasn't it Thomas Edison that said the strength of the Constitution lies in the will of the people to enforce it? You are the law. You are the government in this country. And when you want to play the man or play the woman to bring about the result so you can have good news, then guess what, friends? That is my message, because that is the only thing that's going to be resolved or bring about resolve concerning the issues at hand. Now, what am I talking about? Here's your answer. You want good news? Then guess what? Then you're going to have to clean house. Nobody else is going to do it for you. You see in government today, you see in the church today, them judging themselves and then finding themselves guilty. I mean, folks, this is laughable. This is the fox in the chicken coop. I mean, they're there to protect one another, and I'm going to get to that with Jeff Sessions in just a moment. But I want you to listen to this, folks, okay? It says this in Isaiah 51, verse 4. Here's your answer. The Lord said this. He said, listen unto me. He said, hearken unto me. He said, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation. There's no doubt this is a Christian nation. For a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my justice to rest for a light of the people. And how do you bring forth justice to set rest for a light of the people? You bring about judgment concerning the crime by enforcing the law to establish righteousness and peace within the gate. We were talking about during the first segment, friends, Paul Ryan. We heard on conservative news, friends, pushing the criminals themselves. We already know the media is as corrupt from the top of their heads to the sole of their feet as corruption can be. We also know that concerning politicians. So you see both groups of people working hand in glove one with another to establish a system that runs antithetical to who we are, or in contrast to who we are as a people in this country. They are running through policy, not law. And that's what always comes into place during this portion of this exposition, friends, is the fact that if you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 illegal policies, policy follows law, not law following policy, then just simply get back to God's Ten Commandments. And when you do that, I'll tell you what, the message that needs to be sent to all corruption, friends, is that we are not going to tolerate your crime. If you want good news, then you're going to have to sacrifice and bear the cross and follow the Christ and keep his commandments. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Folks, and I'll tell you what they're doing unto us is not what we would have done unto them. But the fact of the matter is, if they want to violate that law, then they give up their rights. And then what we need to do is we need to bring forth incarcerations. Read Article 2, Section 4. I was highlighting Paul Ryan during the first segment. He was talking about how through Donald Trump, this vetting process concerning the illegals coming into this country, and how important it was to Paul Ryan and others in government to ensure the American people's safety, that there's no more terror attacks in this country. Hey, America, let me just remind you. Since September 11th, you have been under attack by those that call themselves your representatives, more than any foreign enemy known on this globe, friends. And you see this on a global scale. You see the representatives working for the illegals coming into plunder countries, right? Now, I also highlighted the fact that Paul Ryan, as he's talking and professing one thing, he did just the exact opposite of December 15th in 2015. Paul Ryan betrayed you, America. with a $1.1 trillion, 2,000-plus page omnibus bill, which funds the fundamental transformation of America. In other words, he handed everything to Barack Hussein Obama on his way out that he wanted. He handed him everything. Folks, I told you just during the last segment, it fully funds DACA, D-A-C-A. It funds sanctuary cities that allures the illegals to come into this country on your dime. Ryan's omnibus bill funds all refugee programs. You're paying for your own demise. Ryan's omnibus bill funds all of the Mideast immigration programs that have been exploited by terrorists in recent years. Who are the terrorists, America? Who's doing the attacking? I mean, last week and the week before, we see two attacks in England. And then we see in the mayor in Minneapolis give a speech out of a Minneapolis mosque defending and supporting the Muslims and the doctrine that attributed and fed this monster to go inside of an arena and blow himself up. Yet it's your representatives that are supporting these people, friends. Just like I'm talking about Paul Ryan. He's talking about your security and your safety, yet he funded Barack Hussein Obama's every wish. They do one thing and they do the opposite. What do we see in Germany? We see Merkel slapping the German flag and saying Germany belongs to Islam. And then you know what she does? She blames Islamophobia on Christians. Friends. And then we looked at Canada last week after the second attack in England. And what was the Canadian sodomite Justin Trudeau doing, friends? He was in a mosque worshiping Allah, and then he gave a speech supporting the Muslims. And mind you, not one of these individuals that call them representatives in any country that they're in, friends, said a word concerning the victims. It was only there to support those that feed on the doctrine of blowing up other people and committing jihad on the innocent. Now you tell me, America, who's responsible for what's going on. And again, what are we talking about? The first segment, here's Paul Ryan during a break on a commercial talking about how he's got to ensure that the American people are safe and secure. Yet when we look at his record, he's done nothing but fund the very people that are committing the atrocities. Remember, Ryan's omnibus bill funds illegal alien resettlement. They're allured here. They're encouraged to come here by these people, friends. Ryan's omnibus bill did it all for them. I said during the last segment, friends, Ryan's omnibus bill funds the release of criminal aliens. I thought he was concerned about your security, America. And then going on, Ryan's omnibus bill quadruples H-2B foreign worker visas. In other words, to take away jobs in this country. And might I add, at any time you'd like to call in and tell me where it's the government's job to create jobs for me and you, can someone call in and give me a constitutional answer for that one? Because I'm still looking for it. It's their job to get out of the way. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Yeah, with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. So, folks, let's go back to what we were talking about during the first and second segment. What they say and what they do are two different stories. For those that are complaining that, listen, this is just too much bad news, well, let me tell you something. I'm not talking about a third world country. I'm talking about your country. And if you expect those that are in government, that are corrupt from the top of their head to the foot of their souls, to actually bring about justice unto their colleagues that are in it with them together, you've got another thing coming. I highlighted during the first segment that Paul Ryan was talking about the vetting process concerning the illegals coming into this country and how he's so concerned about the security of the American people. Yet we find out when we go back and look at his record that he's the one responsible for funding everything Barack Hussein Obama wanted, that foreign sodomite criminal, to fundamentally transform America. And yet the state control narrative is not there, friends. And keep in mind, they're not there to prosecute these guys. They're there to keep them up, to push the agenda forward. And it's exactly the same thing happening under Barack Hussein Obama as it is with Donald Trump. Like it or not, it's a fact, friends. I mean, all the while knowing that this is Paul Ryan, what is he doing in that position, America? Why has he not been charged? Why have charges not been filed against him concerning his illegal, unconstitutional, un-American omnibus bill? And Americans, they want good news. I agree, but I'm giving you the answers. And it's just the answers that most people don't want to hear because they're too busy with their own little selfish lives. And that's just a fact. You know, it's interesting. The first thing Jesus said, the first prerequisite was deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me. And follow me. And when we look at from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelations, what were the prophets sent to do? And who did they speak to? Well, they were speaking truth to power, regardless of who they were. They were speaking the word of God, who holds the power of his word in his hand concerning all nations because he is the governor of all nations. And isn't it interesting? They gave forth his word against all opposing powers. And we understand, as Napoleon Dynamite, that little dictator wannabe, he understood that the Bible is no more mere book. It's a power that conquers all that oppose it. So either we're going to get with the program scripturally, or we're just going to keep going backwards and we're going to keep hearing bad news. Or what we can do is we can change the dial and we can listen to those that are going to continuously deceive ourselves until we have nothing left. And that's exactly where a good portion of the American people are today in this country. Listen, folks, it's not good enough or it's not enough to hold your ground. It's enough to dispossess. And when you dispossess, that means to drive out previous occupants that are violating law, wherever it may be, so we can establish freedom for our posterity. And again, read the preamble to the beginning of the United States Constitution, and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about, because it was set in place, the enumerated laws found in that Constitution, to liberate our posterity, to elongate our freedoms, and the establishing of who we are as a people. Let me make another point, and I want to get over to this real quick. I'm going to play some audio for you. This took place in Minneapolis just last week. I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag. I'm going to get to it in just a moment. Hold it with me. I said I was going to give it over to Jeff Sessions. All the conservatives are happy about Jeff Sessions. The attorney general, right? Isn't that what we're told? Did you know that the Department of Justice won't prosecute VA executives accused of intentionally misleading Congress about cost overruns at the new VA hospital in Denver? How come that's the verdict concerning those that you've now voted in, those that are now incumbent, those that have been moved in place? How come it is that they continuously just go on in their lawlessness? You know, I seen a post earlier saying to which, line upon line, precept upon precept, about how now Donald Trump is the president of Barack Hussein Obama. Well, then I got a question for you. If Donald Trump was going to keep his word, which he has not, concerning the rule of law in this country, then why is it that he has Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama given a free hand to attack him at will? I mean, what happened to the rule of law? I mean, America, you're the ones that continuously submit yourself to every tyrannical dictator that comes into the White House because he now is the new president that you're under the impression, friends, that he can go ahead and do what he wants to do. Well, if that's the case, then why hasn't he brought the prosecution of Barack Hussein Obama or Hillary Clinton? How come Jeff Sessions, this new conservative that's just shining in everybody's hearts that call themselves conservatives, how come he's not actually prosecuting those that have attacked our veterans? With all these investigations going on with Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, Barack Hussein Obama, Hillary Clinton, where is that rule of law, America? Where is that rule of law? You're just being appeased on a daily basis to go ahead and sit back down because, again, America, you've been led to believe. And I know a lot of you don't believe what I'm saying. You're not led to believe. You've just deceived yourselves into believing that they know better and that they have everything in hand. And that's what's embarrassing about what's going on in this country. Friends, why is it Jeff Sessions hasn't prosecuted the VA execs accused of intentionally misleading Congress? How come it's, folks, we never see justice when it comes to this? We hear about them. We hear about the investigations. And then we hear the likes of Daryl Issa, Jason Chaffetz, Trey Gowdy, and everybody always, you know what they have to say about those guys? Oh, yeah, you know what? They know how to say what needs to be said. Yep. But they don't know how to get done what needs to be done, right? Because when I always lay it right back to him, regardless of who it is, and I'm laying it to you, America, when I'm asking you, even now, the American people, where has justice been done? Reminding you that it is justice that guards our liberties. You know what's happening? Your liberties are being encroached upon. They're being stolen away because you're giving them up to the likes of the people that I'm highlighting even now. Why? Because justice goes undone. And let me remind you, America, for all you that are asleep at the wheel, just keep in mind, an injustice done anywhere is an injustice done everywhere. Just because it hasn't hit you yet, rest assured, sooner or later, it will. I just wanted to give you the promise of more bad news, because you leave undone the justice that needs to be brought forth concerning every single one of these individuals. Because you've been appeased by your favorite apprentice, right? You're fired. All right, that's good enough for me. I like that guy. You like a TV personality, but again, even if you were to judge the fruit of Donald Trump, I'll tell you what, friends, you can't in good conscience go to sleep at night and say everything is being done that needs to be done. Nope, not at all. I want to play some audio for you, shifting gears here real quick. And I want you to notice who, again, just knowing how these people these operate, and again, the media doing this. But this was in Minneapolis just this last week. And again, pay attention to who they make reference to, and I'm going to highlight them when I come back. But again, this is happening in Minneapolis just this last week. And again, I want you to listen carefully as to who they make reference to, friends, because this is second to none when it comes to what Americans and the American people will tolerate. Listen carefully.
Anti-Sharia demonstrations were organized by Act for America, which calls itself Grassroots National Security Organization, but is described as the country's largest anti-Muslim group by the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Anti-Muslim group.
Clash at the Minnesota State Capitol today. The group ACT for America held the St. Paul March against Sharia. Sharia is considered a guideline or principle for how Muslims should live. ACT for America believes Sharia is incompatible with Western democracy and the freedoms it affords.
Western democracy.
Protest anti-Muslim bigotry was hosted by the Freedom Road Socialist Organization.
We're here just to say that we're not going anywhere. We're going to stand and fight every time they come back. You will see my face. You will see the faces of my comrades. We're not going anywhere. And we're letting them know that they're not welcome here.
We've tried talking civilly to these people. They don't ever want to hear what we have to say. We've tried sitting down and actually looking at them in the face and said, hey, we don't think this. We don't believe this. We don't agree with this. We're just trying to protect America. And every time it's the same response. You're a Nazi. You're a racist. You're a bigot. You're a misogynist. You're an Islamophobe. We're not against Islam, Muslims. We're against Sharia law.
Well, how can you not be against the Muslims? You're just against Sharia law, not knowing that's the doctrine they feed upon. Did you also hear about her American democracy, friends? So when did we become a democracy? I mean, folks, this is confusion, and this is confusion to the face of the American people, because those that are reporting the news don't know what they're talking about. And so now the slant is, friends, it's anti-Muslim to protest the illegals that mean to overthrow American sovereignty over. This is the new narrative in America. Not talking about Canada, not talking about France, not talking about Germany. I am now talking about America. People are protesting the illegals coming into the Minneapolis area, and here is the media to call them anti-Muslims now. And notice also, friends, the methodology. You racist, you bigots, you this, that, and the other thing, you Islamophobia. Where did they get those names from, friends? I told you 6 years ago. From the homosexuals. Remember homophobia? Remember racist? Remember hater? Remember you bigots? Friends, do you not know that racism and that word is only there to browbeat dissenters? They want to label you of what they themselves are guilty of. But again, friends, what we're talking about now is what is happening in Minneapolis and the Minneapolis area. And what bewilders me to no end is the fact that there's very few that are even speaking out against what's going on here. You know, it's also interesting to note that they made reference to an organization called the Southern Poverty Law Center. Friends, let me highlight the real hate group during my last segment, up and coming right on the other side of this break. But the real hate group, and no credibility whatsoever that the media wants them to have, friends, I want to highlight them for you so you understand exactly who the Southern Poverty Law Center is and what their objective is. We'll be right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Daniel Ott at the Edge Television Broadcast. When I want a hard-hitting message of truth exposing unconstitutional policy through constitutional law, I go to sonsoflibertyradio.com with Bradley Dean. He's educating and equipping America with the knowledge to what our nation was truly founded upon. Join me and thousands of other listeners at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Speaking to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I wanted to take a couple minutes out to highlight the Southern Poverty Law Center, which was actually referenced in that last. These groups that are protesting Muslims now, just like they did, they proceeded with the homosexuals, like I warned. It's interesting that Southern Poverty Center has now a hit list for those that are anti-Muslims. In other words, if you're pro-American, pro-American sovereignty concerning your laws in this country against those that mean to overthrow it, well, the Southern Poverty Law Center now considers you to be a hater, Islamophobic, a racist, a bigot. And isn't it interesting that the media makes reference to the Southern Poverty Law Center? Do you know who the Southern Poverty Law Center is, friends? Here, let me go to the founder really quick. His name is Morris Dees. Did you know that Morris Dees did legal work for the KKK, if you can call it legal work? An arm of the Democratic Party, no difference. Back in 1961, defending the KKK for their crimes against black Americans. Know that? Morris Dees, the founder of Southern Poverty Law Center, who defended the crimes of the KKK unlawfully against those innocent victims, namely black Americans, is the founder and the overseer of Southern Poverty Law Center. You know, to their shame and to their utter ignorance, this is how you enslave a people, is keep them ignorant. Did you also know that Morris Deese, at the 50th anniversary of Selma to Montgomery, he was one of the speakers? Do these people down south realize that he was defending the KKK concerning the crimes of the KKK against black folks down there? And yet, for some mysterious reason, he's one of the speakers at the 50th anniversary of Selma to Montgomery that was led up by none other than Martin Luther King Jr. I mean, this is all coming, the Southern Poverty Law Center, from an organization that uses the facade of legitimacy, just like the media continuously highlights Southern Poverty Law Center. They did the same thing with the ACLU. Now I believe the American people, maybe a little too late on the uptake, realize that the ACLU is a communist organization. But if you just take them for what they say, American Civil Liberties Union, man, they got to be American. Look at the name of the organization. They're for us, not against us. Not true. The facade of legitimacy, Southern Poverty Law Center. And of course, they do all that they do with the misuse of language and subtlety, changing definitions of widely understood and accepted terms. By the way, communist methodology. Of course, just do a word play on them. Now, as you know, the socialist-communist agenda has always had a problem with how to defend and promote an indefensible agenda. Right? Dedicating themselves by implementing socialism and communism. Well, one man, did you know, and again, keep in mind, here we have the media making reference to this organization. One man named Floyd Corkins used the Southern Poverty Law Center's hit list in order to murder numerous innocent people. And by the way, you can watch this on his confession to the FBI. But for some reason or another, knowing all the well who the Southern Poverty Law Center is, the media still makes reference to the Southern Poverty Law Center. Why would they do something like that? Floyd Corkins, a sodomite activist, walked into the lobby of Family Research Council in August of 2012 with a semi-automatic pistol and a backpack filled with 100 rounds of ammunition and 15 Chick-fil-A sandwiches. Corcoran's shot the Family Research Council's security guard, Leo Johnson, who then successfully subdued him before he was taken into custody. Did you know that, America? How did Floyd Corkins know where to go? Well, that's all he had to do is go to the Southern Poverty's website for their little hit list so they can go commit a jihad. During an investigation by the FBI, how much credibility they hold today, go ahead and look to Comey, folks. Whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom, and we can see the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. But going to an FBI interrogation, Corcoran stated that he intended to kill as many as possible and smear the Chick-fil-A sandwiches in the victims' faces at the Family Research Council. Who's the Family Research Council? That's an organization that is exposing the crimes of the homosexual lobby. Floyd Corkins exhibits the whole purpose of the homosexual lobby and their intent and hate, because all crime is motivated by hate. But isn't it interesting? Floyd Corkins, he stepped in it big time. But again, for some reason or another, the American people allow the state-controlled narrative to continuously make reference to an organization like Southern Poverty Law Center. As a matter of fact, prosecutors said that Corkins planned to leave Family Research Center after the attack and go to another conservative group to continue his reign of terror. A handwritten list of three other groups was found with Corcoran's belongings. An investigation of Corcoran's computer found that he identified his targets on the Southern Poverty Law Center's website. Do you remember when the media tried to go ahead and do that, and what they did is they basically published the names and the addresses of gun owners in certain cities and towns. And did you see what the people did? They went and they took the editor's name and address and they posted it up online. What's interesting about that is when they did it to the editors just blew their stack. They couldn't believe that anybody would do to them what they have done to so many others, America. And see, herein comes the rule of law when left undone. Instead of dealing with the editor when they did it to him, they wanted to play the same game. Which in fact, friends, was a law unto itself, so I high-fived their efforts. But the fact of the matter is these people are endangering people that are magnifying the laws of your Constitution while the SPLC is attempting to give power to foreigners to destroy who we are within. It's a fact. You know, and going both to both agendas, Muslims don't have any right coming into America attempting to plunder this country to upend our sovereignty. Our laws stand against that. And going back to the sodomites, did you know that in every state in our union, America, sodomy, homosexuality, the act, it's a felony. But these people want to put a hit list on people's homes that actually speak out against the crimes that Southern Poverty Law Center is attempting to promulgate and advance and advocate. Wow, America. You're just undoing yourself. But I'm sorry, I know you want some good news. Well, the good news is, how are we going to respond to this? There's the good news. An investigation of this wannabe murder, sodomite's computer found that he identified his targets on the Southern Poverty Law Center's website. I didn't know that that would be or could be legal in this country. Even after the shootings at the FRC, the SPLC went so far to put an article on the front page of their website in an attempt to heighten the FRC's label as a hate group. Remember what propagandist Joseph Goebbels said under Adolf Hitler? Accuse others of what you're guilty of. And let's go to one of the founders. This is supposed to be from the Intelligence Council, from the Southern Poverty Law Center. His name is Mark Potok. Go online, check this guy out. Just look at him. You'll understand what you're dealing with. You should see bars in front of his face. But this is what he said. Sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. Listen to what he says. Here's his confession of crime. I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. Now, hopefully the American people can now understand where the sodomites and now the Muslims get their information from. And apparently, they've been taught by the likes of Southern Poverty Law Center and the media now that they have the freedom to violate law and to endanger and commit jihad on anybody that opposes their lawlessness. So therefore, again, ending the show today with good news. The good news is, how are we going to respond? Because America, what it comes down to, is either we're going to be ruled by law, or we're going to be ruled by the lawless, either God or tyrants, either by the word of God or by the sword. Which one do you prefer, America? I can tell you which one you prefer by what I deal with every day of my life. Because what I deal with every day of my life is what's been left undone. And it is my responsibility before God and man, where others are loose, to take more responsibility to right the wrongs that others have left undone. How about you? Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in 23. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, we'll talk to you in 23. See ya!
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass.
With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.